This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A huge explosion rocked Gaza on Friday. Israel says it must wipe out the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militant group after its attack on Israel 2 months ago, and is doing everything possible to get civilians out of harm's way, including warnings about military operations. More than 17,170 Palestinians have been killed and 46,000 wounded, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, since October 7th, when Israel began bombarding Gaza in response to a cross-border rampage by Iran-backed Hamas militants who control the enclave. The Hamas attack killed 1,200 people, with 240 people taken hostage, according to Israel's tally. Desperate Palestinians fleeing Israel's expanding ground offensive are crowding into an ever-shrinking area of Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's warning its aid operation is in tatters because no place in the besieged enclave is safe. The UN's humanitarian affairs section says its ability to receive vital aid supplies has been significantly impaired over the past few days as trucks and staff have been stranded by the fighting and telecommunications cut off. Tens of thousands of people displaced by the fighting have congregated in Rafah in the far south of the Gaza Strip near the border with Egypt and a nearby strip of barren coastland designed a safe zone. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vladimir Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for another 6 years. State media say he has announced his candidacy in the 2024 presidential election, which he is all but certain to win. This is VOA News. The UN Climate Agency published a new draft of its COP28 agreement on Friday that included options for an historic phase-out of fossil fuels. As conference hosts, the UAE urged delegates to set aside their differences to achieve a deal. The nearly 200 nations gathered at the halfway point of the conference in Dubai are now expected to focus on the issue of fossil fuels in the hope of reaching a consensus before the gathering's scheduled end on December 12th. At least 80 countries are demanding a COP28 agreement that calls for an eventual end to the use of fossil fuels, as scientists urge ambitious action to avert the worst impacts of climate change. Australia says it will help train thousands of new police officers in Papua New Guinea as part of a new bilateral security deal. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Under its terms, Australia will help to fund the recruitment of thousands of additional police officers in Papua New Guinea and build up its judiciary and prison services. The pact includes a provision that if either country believes it's facing a regional security threat, then both sides will consult and coordinate a response. The accord doesn't prevent Papua New Guinea from signing security agreements with other countries. It comes at a time of growing rivalry for influence across the Pacific. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The gunman who shot dead three professors and wounded a fourth in the western U.S. at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was a financially struggling academic, according to police. Reuters correspondent Ryan Cheng reports.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department revealed the gunman's identity on Thursday.
Our suspect is identified as 67-year-old Anthony James Polito, P-O-L-I-T-O. He lived in Henderson, Nevada.
Polito, a semi-retired business professor, was facing eviction from his home. Investigators say he was denied employment by several higher education institutions in the state. He shot four people on Wednesday inside Beam Hall, the campus building that houses UNLV's business school. All four were faculty members.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Russians and Belarusians who qualify in their sport for the Paris 2024 Olympics can take part as neutrals without flags, emblems, or anthems at the event next year, the International Olympic Committee said on Friday. The athletes had initially been banned from competing internationally following Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.